This is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast. I'm continuing on looking at the armour of God. And in this one, I want to look at the next piece of armour, which is identified in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, which says, "And take the helmet of salvation." The helmet of salvation presents us with an interesting mental picture. If you consider a soldier who puts on a helmet, he's trying to protect his head. And with good reason too. A person may be able to function, albeit in a reduced capacity, if they were to lose a limb, but if they lose their head, they die. If they even suffer a major injury to the head, they cannot think clearly and function properly, and thus they will have issues simply existing. And so it is with the helmet of salvation. We need to put on the helmet of salvation to protect our heads and our minds. We need to know that we are saved and hold on to that thought in the face of stiff opposition from the devil and his demons, who will seek every opportunity to take away the protection of our salvation. If he succeeds in taking away your salvation, then like a serious injury, you are lost. Salvation and faith are strongly linked, for your salvation is dependent on your faith. The devil takes away your salvation by undermining your faith. He does this by sowing seeds of doubt in your mind. And if you allow these seeds to take root, your faith becomes shaky and your salvation could be lost. We see a parallel scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 and 9, where Paul adds a little extra to this matter of salvation. He says to take for a helmet the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation is that we will be saved, that we will be set free from our sins and be able to live with God and Jesus Christ into eternity. It is in this hope that we continue to strive until the Lord works with us to bring us home. So let's look at some scriptures about this salvation we have and how to hold on to it. The first thing we must understand is what is the basis and the very roots of our salvation. This is very clearly shown to us in this scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, where it says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Our salvation comes from and through Jesus Christ alone. No man can give you salvation. You cannot get it through any other means apart from through the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Jesus saves. Jesus is our salvation. If anyone proposes to you that there is salvation through anything or anyone else, take the following steps. Big ones and rapidly. Run for the hills because they are wrong. And we see it again in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, where it says, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Again, the word tells us that he, that is Jesus, became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Jesus is the source. Jesus is the only one through whom we can obtain salvation, for it was Jesus who came as the Saviour of the world, and it was Jesus alone who was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as it says in John chapter 1, verse 29. Now, when should we worry about salvation? When should we be concerned about it? Is it something that we can wait for later? No. As this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, in no uncertain terms, "For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This is the time for salvation now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but now. And as we see here, the Lord is ready and waiting to help us as we seek his salvation. He is prepared to help any and all who come to him immediately. When a person comes to the Lord seeking salvation, he's not told to come back next week. He's not told, "Oh, I'm sorry, the salvation meeting was yesterday, but if you come back next Thursday, or whenever, we can help you then." No, the Lord is waiting right now to help those who are looking for him. So waste no more time and go to him seeking your salvation. One of the precursors to coming to the Lord and seeking him is repentance. Repentance was the beginning of the search for Jesus. When John the Baptist began his ministry, he began by preaching repentance. Jesus and the apostles also began their ministries in exactly the same way, by preaching the need for repentance. And in this scripture, we see why that's so important in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret, but worldly grief produces death. When a person comes to the Lord and they recognise the need for a saviour, they do suffer grief. But the grief of the repentant heart leads to salvation. In Jesus Christ, when we receive forgiveness and release from our sins, there is no regret. The Lord casts away those things and says, "I accept you on the grounds of your faith." And in this manner, we are set free and we receive salvation. Now, let's look at the linkage I mentioned earlier. Salvation is dependent on and strongly linked to faith. Without faith, you cannot have salvation, for your salvation is based upon faith. Paul wrote of this in this scripture in Romans 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God for us to find and have salvation through Jesus Christ. And the basis of that salvation and the way to achieve it is through faith. Salvation is available to all who have faith, which, as I said, is critical to having salvation. If I go back to my earlier analogy of the helmet, we need to protect our head. That is, to protect what we believe in our mind so that Satan attacking us through sowing doubt does not spiritually injure us. That is why we cannot allow him to undermine our faith. Our salvation depends on holding onto our faith. And we see the powerful nature of the link between salvation and faith. Here in 1 Peter 1 verse 9, the Apostle Peter writes, "As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls." That's why faith is so important. It's why we need to strengthen our faith and to look to Jesus in all things. For it's through our faith in Jesus Christ that we receive the salvation for our souls. Now, how do we find and learn about this salvation? There are things to learn and understand if we are to be saved. So where do we find out about such things? Well, fortunately, the Lord has given us guidance in the writings of Paul. And we see this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So here Paul instructed Timothy to seek in the scriptures. He instructed him saying that it was through the scriptures that this salvation will be learned. "For the scriptures are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus," as he wrote. Again, we see the linkage to faith in salvation. And that makes sense, for it's through what we learn by studying and learning what's written in the Bible that we increase our faith. And when we increase our faith, we increase our knowledge of the salvation that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. All of these things are linked and are interdependent with one another. Nothing in the Lord exists in isolation, but there is a place for all things in him. Salvation is a gift from God. It cannot be bought or earned, but is a free gift from God to man if they have faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul wrote to Titus of this fact, saying in Titus 2 verse 11, "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men." And he also said to the church of the Ephesians in Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast." God has been so generous to give us salvation as a free gift. Under the working of his grace, we have been given this wondrous gift, along with so many other gifts. It's wondrous because we do not deserve it. Man became the enemy of God when he sinned. Who's ever heard of anyone giving their enemy the gift of life and salvation? Most people work to destroy an enemy, not save them. But God is not like man. And in his benevolence and his kindness, in his grace, he has seen fit to overlook our sins and to set us right before him when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection to bring us to salvation. So that's it for this session. And this is just a very brief discussion on the study of salvation. Now, I hope that you gain something out of this. And I hope if you spend a few minutes to just stop and think about salvation. Do you understand what salvation is and the means to receive salvation, to understand it? Do you understand that if you want to strengthen your faith for salvation, that you need to learn? It's knowledge that will strengthen your faith and therefore strengthen your salvation. So spend a moment in prayer just to ask the Lord about the matters of salvation, to receive his salvation, to understand the things that lead to salvation. Because salvation is not just a destination, it's also a journey. We walk in salvation and we will receive salvation at the end of our journey. So this is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast signing off, and I hope that you'll join me next time when we look at the next one of these pieces of the armour of God. So until then, I hope you have a great week, and may God bless you in all that you do.